But before I do that, I wanted to return to the question about your trip to Walla Walla, because as you know, I have a community that cares deeply about this. They have followed the process very, very closely, and they want to have a real voice in the process. And I specifically wanted to ask you about the plan to involve the local community. They have followed the CARES process very, very closely. They expect that the VA will follow it too, and that means sending a plan to the local advisory LAP committee for review. Can you commit to us that you will follow the CARES process and work with that local advisory panel?
Yes, I can, Senator Murray. We have followed it, and we've been through the first two stages, and in our analysis based on that, I make those decisions, and I made a decision on Walla Walla that we would keep that campus open. And that was the purpose of my visit there, was to tell them, the community, the patients, and the staff, all of whom had anxiety about whether or not we were going to close this. For the purpose of benefit of the others, a very small VA hospital complex. And I made a decision to keep it open, and that was the purpose of going there. Now we're going to go into the third stage, which is it being justifiable to keep it open. What will it look like? And as you know, when I went there, I assured them that we were going to have a new ambulatory outpatient clinic facility there. We have other issues that we deal with, and we'll be engaging the local advisory panel on that, such as long-term care, inpatient medicine, and inpatient mental. We have those capabilities there, but as you know, the populations are very small. For example, the average daily census in the nursing home is 22. In the mental health, it's 18, and medicine's 10.
Okay, but you will follow the LAP process, so the plan will go to the LAP committee, and they will have their official responsibility to have a response back.
Yes,
because the questions that are raised are really, I mean, we've been dealing with this for a long time, that there isn't any facilities in the local community to outsource this to. There's a lot. And maybe more to the point, as you know, your announcement came as a surprise, because many of us have been working very, very closely on this for a number of years now with the community and didn't know that you were coming out there. I'm glad that you've taken the first step to do that, and now second step to continue the LAP process and send the plan. But could I get your commitment to come in and talk with me, bring your staff, so that I can talk with you about the proposal and learn where we're going to go from here?
Yes, indeed, sure. Okay. We will do that.
Okay, I would really appreciate that, because this is obviously a very involved community. Senator Craig's been out there. He knows as well as I do, and would like to work with you to get us to where we need to be, and that I would appreciate that. I also wanted to ask you about Bellingham, because when you were there, we were told that you committed to bringing a VA clinic to the Northwest Washington, and that some kind of announcement would be coming within the week, and I've been unable to get any clarification from your staff, and I wanted to find out from you here. Can you tell me what you said in Bellingham about the new clinic, so that we all are on the same page?
I can. What I said to the veterans there with whom I met, that we'd made a decision in the CBOC business plan analysis that we would put a new community-based outpatient clinic, CBOC, in Northwest Washington, somewhere between Seattle and the Canadian border, but I did not specify where it would be located, and I'd be happy to, our meeting, to discuss that with you, but we haven't made a decision as to where to site it.
But the decision has been made to site one there. Is there a time on that, a time commitment?
Yeah, we hope to make the decision about where to put it before the end of the year. And then usually takes us 6 months or so to open one.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and again, part of the reason there's been such a flare-up over this is that our veterans are very well aware of politics and policy, and they care deeply about policy, and the confluence there has really riled a lot of people, as you probably know now from the press. But one of the problems I think that I'm hearing back, and I think you should be aware of, is that people are aware that clinics are a promise to veterans, and they need to be part of a policy that we're all aware of. And there's a deep concern that that many of these promises that are being made for clinics are being made in Republican districts and not in Democratic districts, and maybe it's just a confluence of where things are. But are you aware that since you've been announcing clinics, 80% of them are in Republican districts, and I think that has brought some question to whether or not we're going to have politics become part of the VA process. I don't want that to happen. I don't think anybody does, but just wanted you to be aware that's part of what some of the backlash has been on this. But I do appreciate your commitment to work with us. As you know, having been in Walla Walla, this is a really caring community. They have worked very hard on this, and I really appreciate your commitment to the LAP process and to having that community continue to be involved. And I will work with you on the Western Washington CBOC, and I'm really glad that is part of the process that you're going in as well. So thank you very much.
I was not aware of that statistic. Never done that calculus. In fact, I'm quite sure that district is a Democrat district.
It currently is, but unfortunately the announcement was made on a political campaign rather than bringing the veterans in who have been following this, believe me, day by day.